This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogus from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We talked about this earlier. Former Cherry Creek High School star running back Jaden Fox has joined the Rams. It appears to be kind of a late decision or flip. He was going to go to UCLA. Kevin Lytle joining us. So these conversations with Kevin, of course, brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Kevin, tell me more about this. I was texting you because I was kind of confused about this, how it worked. Obviously, it's not a transfer or anything. It's just a high school signing. But it's all on the up and up. Like, he was going to go to UCLA and then decided not to go late, last minute, and now he's with CSU. Explain this situation for us.
Yeah, it's a unique situation because, yeah, it's not a transfer, really, but it's not, you know, the traditional high school signing, I guess, as we're used to it. So basically, he had committed and signed with UCLA after previously being committed to UConn and a couple other places, honestly. But then this summer, from what I understand, there's some basically academic transfer stuff, credit transfer stuff that didn't transfer to UCLA properly. And so he was, I think released from the signing pretty much and basically became effectively a free agent, or, you know, probably more, understandable to everyone, basically just in another unsigned high school prospect. Obviously not everyone signed, so he kind of went back into that pot and became available. And him and Jim Mora had, you know, gone through the recruiting process before. He had committed to Mora and UConn at one point, so they knew each other. Mora said he, as soon as, you know, compliance basically granted him the okay to contact Fox, because there's a lot of rules around that, he did. And he said 15 seconds later, Jaden called him back, and they basically said, "You want to do this? Yeah, let's do this. Okay, and off we go." And that's pretty much what happened. Now he's a CSU football player and practicing with the team.
So he's out there now, Kevin, huh?
Yep.
Kevin, so on, how rare is this situation? Because that's why I was kind of confused by it. I didn't know kind of the NCAA legalities to all of this, but everything you're saying makes sense now. But is this kind of a rare situation? Do we see this often?
Yeah, this is a unique one, just given the timing and everything. And, we obviously see, kind of more traditional flips laid on every now and then. You'll see someone released from their signing for one reason or another. A lot of times, if there's a coaching change, that used to lead to it. But no, this is definitely kind of a unique one and unique timing.
Oh, man. I mean, the numbers he put up. Almost 1,800 yards in 14 games in the 2025 year, the big year for them. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. What was the average, like 13, 14 yards a carry?
Yeah, it was like 14 yards a carry. He had more than 5,000 total yards of offense in his career, or total yards, I should say. That includes some returns. Big-time numbers. Like Jim Morris said, I don't care what level you're playing at. If you're averaging 14, well, he said 16, but if you're averaging 14 a carry, you're doing something pretty well. So some huge numbers for sure. And, Colorado Gatorade Player of the Year, which is a very rare thing for CSU to get that player to come, to be a Ram. And so, yeah, we'll see, if or when he makes an impact. I certainly wouldn't expect it right away. In fact, I'd be pretty certain it won't be right away. But definitely a big talent.
Do you see him, like you said, you don't see it right away, but is it one of those situations maybe down the road this season we might start to see a little bit more of him?
Yeah, it'll be one to watch. I mean, because he's definitely talented. You also have to say he's joining what is arguably CSU's deepest position group, too. So keep that in mind, too, when we're, wondering or if he is going to play. But It's a big group, a good group. They already have another freshman running back, Cedric Ross, that I do think is going to be in the mix. So it's going to be a fight for playing time. But again, it's a guy with a big talent. But I will say, just because, he wasn't here in spring, he wasn't here in summer, wasn't here for the first week or so of, training camp preseason, it's going to take some time. And that's why I say I would not expect to see him on the field in the first few weeks.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that running back room a little. I know we spend a lot of time on the quarterbacks, but Mel Brown, that's certainly a name that you've mentioned quite a bit on this show.
Yeah, he looks really good. Kind of same thing as in spring ball. He looked really good then, and nothing has changed. Probably the biggest change is Darrell Robinson wasn't a full participant in spring, and he's out there in the fall. He's the guy that was really good at UConn 2 years ago, went to Auburn last year, had some flashes, but mostly an injury early on sidelined him. He's back out, and he looks good too. I think we're going to see a lot of him and Brown, but I also think we're going to see a number of guys. I think Oliver Lundberg will see the field. I mentioned Sed Ross. I think he's going to be on the field. It's a really deep room, but those top two guys, I think, are quite good.
And so, I mean, talking about that, you said this might be one of the strengths for this team. So, obviously, a mobile quarterback, either way they go, we'll talk about that in a moment, too. But we can expect a lot of running happening for this Rams team this year.
Yep, I think good run game from, both the running backs and some from the quarterbacks. And then I know one of the things they look for in running backs is guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. So I think that's going to be part of their element to keep an eye on too.
Kevin, Haney or Farrar at this point? What does your gut tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I keep sticking with the same answer of I think it's certainly a very real competition. I just think it's going to end up, if I had to bet today, I still say Haas Haney, and my reasoning pretty much stays the same of he's one of, if not the best athletes they have on offense, and I just can't see coaches not, choosing to put their one of their best athletes on the bench. I think both are pretty good. I think both are better than what CSU had last year, so I feel pretty comfortable about where they're at. But, yeah, if you're going to tell me or ask me right now who's coming out against Wyoming, I think it's still going to be Haas Haney is my bet.
And it seemed like that was the start. At the beginning of all this, it did seem like we were talking more about Haas Haney. Farrar's name, though, started coming up more and more, spring ball, all that stuff. As we got deeper into fall camp, he definitely has become, like you said, this is a real competition between these two.
Yeah, I think it is showing, Mora has said of, he doesn't care about stature or money or anything. He's going to play who he thinks wins. And I think that having these guys compete is showcasing some of that of, Haney obviously is a guy with a lot of attention, but they think Farrar can do a lot of good things as well.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And these conversations are, of course, brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Kevin, another big one that I didn't talk to you about yet, but the Pac-12 versus the Mountain West, that settlement. You wrote a little bit about this. The five schools who left the Mountain West for the Pac-12 will pay roughly half of the original number the Mountain West saw in exit fees. How did this thing happen, man? This is a crazy one.
Yeah, how long did this go on? Like two plus years,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It's hard to even keep track. But yeah, I mean, I think you have to say the PAC and the PAC schools the schools that left the Mountain West came out on top here. I believe the original Mountain West exit fee was $17 million, and that's without adding on some of the kind of poaching penalties that they were pursuing. And basically CSU ends up on the hook for just shy of $10 million. That feels like a pretty big win.
Yeah. I mean, as you noted, the departing schools will pay the Mountain West $49 million. The original exit range from 19 to 38. So, wild story, man. And I bet you're happy. Is this over now? Are we done with the Mountain West Pac-12 stuff now officially?
I think finally. Or it now transitions to on the field, which is just fine, and we're all happy with that.
I think we're all ready to just see football, with everything, this thing, all the rule changes, all the squabbles, all the, the gambling talk. I mean, I think we're just ready to see some pads on pads, man. We're getting there.
Definitely. It is funny that the first game for CSU is a a Mountain West and rivalry game. I believe Pac-12 leadership might be in town for that one.
Oh, wow.
So it is funny. Like, obviously, the legal battle is done, but the social media battle never ends, does it, Brady?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, Kevin, I couldn't help myself.
So you know, yeah, one way or another, the result of that border war is going to kick that feud up, the Pac versus Mountain West. So it's done legally, but it's never going to be done forever.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm ready for that game. What does your gut tell you about that game so far? I mean, I don't know when you're going to start doing like more of a deep dive into Wyoming, but I can imagine they're going to have a pretty good defense.
Yeah, I mean, just I definitely don't know them in depth, but obviously there are some things that tend to be consistent with Wyoming. I think it's going to be tough. Huge crowd, I'm sure. It's going to be a game of who channels the emotions.
All right, this one's going to be, we've talked about it too, about how emotional this is going to be. The rivalry continues, and there's going to be a feeling with Wyoming of, you know, hey, you too good for us. You left for the Pac-12. You know that's going to come into play.
Yep.
And that's going to make this thing even more fun.
Totally. You would imagine they are maybe directly, maybe indirectly, but one way or another, that kind of mindset is coming up. And for CSU, I'm guessing they have a lot of kind of prove it, you know, prove ourselves mindset of, you know, not the same old CSU type of thing as well. So it's just really fascinating. A lot of guys who have never played in that game as well, but certainly the transfers we've talked to keep talking about how excited they are to see Canvas Stadium full. So going to be really fun.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about with Jim Mora, the Pac-12, and this Colorado State team. And we'll look forward to Rams Weekly, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, returning next Thursday at 1 o'clock here, Kevin. So you'll be set to join me. Yeah, the great return every Thursday. We'll be setting the table for the big weekend ahead for Colorado State.
Really excited to be back at it on that one.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it, Kevin. All right, bro. We'll talk to you soon. Great job this week, and we'll see what you're up to in the next couple of days.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Kevin Lytle. Conversations brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza. That Jaden Fox story turned out, like, I was confused on air as we were going through it. Mike, it's a rare thing. It doesn't happen like that very often. But it is what it is. And you know, things didn't transfer, whatever. UCLA couldn't make sense of it. And it was maybe more of a UCLA decision to say, I don't know, we can't really get this done here, so we're gonna release you from your commitment, and that essentially made Jaden Fox a free agent. So no transfer portal or anything like that, because we're not even in that window, but that's a good get for the Rams. But Kevin's saying don't expect him to play much, especially to start the season. They're pretty deep with that room. So this would be probably more of a project and a guy that's going to be someone to watch for next season. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here, wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day coming up. Also, a new rivalry kind of starting up, maybe, based off of what we saw last year. It's the whole show. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The countdown to kickoff starts now. Preps Radio travels to Ault and will be live with the Highland Huskies starting at 5 p.m. Brought to you by the Cow Saloon and Eatery. This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.